it could be a very valuable point yet. With 5 minutes to go, they're 2 points down, and the girls show tremendous character to come back and claim the draw. So we'll take it as a positive. And we go again next. You know, we're not feeling sorry for ourselves. That's the schedule. Since the draw was made, we knew the schedule. So we just get back on the training field now next week and look forward to going down to Cork.
Look at John. You were probably played in the greatest Munster final of all time 7 days ago. Was there a bit of a hangover today from it?
Possibly. I'd say in terms of tired legs. You know, we hurled for 95 minutes last week. And the emotion and the drain of it. Do you know? So.
I know you have to move on, but playing in a game like that, big ass to come down here to Tipperary 7 days later.
It is, but I think we got a result here, so I think we've moved on from it now, to be honest with you. You know, we're thinking about the All-Ireland Championship now, and, you know, that's a valuable point. Okay, three home games to come, Cork away next week. So, you know, if we can get something below in Parky Green next week, or Parky Quay, wherever's played, we'd be in a great position. So we'd be positive for the week. You know, we don't fear Cork after last week. Why would we fear him?
Big penalty.
Big penalty. It was a great shot. With a great save, to be fair. So, them are the things, I suppose, that penalty save got the point for Tip here today. So, look, we've had our saves as well. Dern has saved penalties all the year. So, look, no qualms.
You're upbeat anyway, John. You're upbeat.
Just why wouldn't I? It's a great point. You know, get something on the board is massive in the first game. And it's a marathon, as they say. There's 4 more games left. And there's 3 teams to come out, and we want to be 1 of the 3. And as long as we get to the qualifying stages, we'll fear nobody. We've proved that the last 3 or 4 weeks. We can match anybody. So
absolutely. And just before I let you go, John, should be a good occasion tomorrow in the park for the juniors. They deserve it after winning the Munster. They deserve to
get
the
day. I think
out.
You hit the nail on the head there, Derek, when you said they deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. And I suppose we're looking for an improved performance. As management, we wouldn't have been happy. We were delighted with the win, but we felt we underperformed, particularly in the second half last week. And if that team, and we have ambitions of getting to Cork Park in an All-Ireland final with that team, we're going to have to show improvement, and no better place than the park tomorrow, hopefully.
And it was great. It's great to see the cooperation. We were speaking to Kieran Keaton earlier on at Clare FM, and the unity, the GA, to see the Camogie girls in there. And I'm sure when the Clare crowd mass in, you know, it'll push them over the line tomorrow, hopefully.
Absolutely, it'll get behind the girls. I mean, look, the Camogie, the Hurling, they're the same families. They're the same Hurling families, the same parishes. So that's the way forward. And thankfully, the board, in fairness, Kieran Keaton, Pat Fitzgerald has been very good to us as well this year, giving us Clare Abbey for a few training sessions. So, no, we're delighted with the cooperation from the GA, and long may it continue.
And look, for his gain, I keep saying it to you, but Clare Camogie, we're on the positive note, and we are on the rise.
Absolutely. Tipperary are our top 4 team. I suppose we're there with them now. So, we have a lot to look forward to. Delighted with the character shown to come from 2 points down to get a result here. You know, I don't need to talk about the character of those girls the last 3 or 4 weeks, but they showed an abundance there today, and if they can keep that for the remainder of the year, we'll be in a lot of games.